By September 2004, piling was well advanced. Mark Sinclair outlines the events that will occur over the coming months.
For the main bridge, which is the balance cantilever, we've drilled some 1.5 metre diameter piles. There's typically six in a cluster on the main bridge, and there's four main clusters, one of each of these piers A, B, C and D. They're drilled through the alluvium, which we've basically put there, then through some coal, then into the sandstone underneath. And they go up to about 20 metres long, which is quite major, but on the overall scale of things, pretty standard stuff. So that gives us a nice stable starting point. On top of that, we're building a pile cap, which effectively allows the load from the bridge to come down the pier and then be distributed into those piles. That pile cap is, depending on where we are, anything up to about 8.5 metres by 7.5 metres by 2.5 metres thick. So it's quite a big lump of concrete, and there's 35 tonnes or thereabouts of reinforcement just within that concrete. From the top of the pile cap, we build the pier. Now the pier is 6 metres across, but only 2.8 metres wide, and it's 500 millimetres thick, so we've got an open rectangular box inside the pier. Those piers are built typically in about 4 metre lifts, so we'll build one segment, wait for it to gain enough strength for us to lift our forms, place our next lot of reinforcement, then jump again. So we build the piers in these 4 metre increments. When we get to the top of the piers, it gets a little bit tricky because we want to build something wider than the pier, and of course there's nothing to actually build that off. So short of scaffolding it all the way down to the ground, we've come up with a solution where quite a large platform, which will be 15 metres by 12 metres, will be built in space, and that'll be clipped onto the top of the pier. From that large platform, we build what we call the pier head, which has the full width of the road deck, which is approximately 12 metres, and we build 6 metres in total width. The pier is only 2.8, so we've got a little stub sticking out either side. That's all we plan to build off this quite large platform, and we've got to do that in 3 stages. We've got to build the floor slab, we've then got to build the walls, which are about 6 metres high, and then we've got to put the road deck on top. For the incremental launch bridge, it has similar foundations to the main balance cantilever, except that the piles are smaller because the loads are much less. There's a couple of very odd-shaped piers that belong on the incremental launch, mainly piers 6 and 7, effectively because they're in the ocean or all but in the ocean. They don't have a regular number of piles. One's got 6 and one's got 5 piles in it. They're smaller in diameter. And as we get more towards the northern abutment, instead of needing to put piles in, we're able to just use spread footings, which are a common situation. So, and then as we get to Pier 1, because of the location of Pier 1, which is halfway up the hill, we've actually had to pile that one. And the northern abutment is also piled. So the substructure is not that greatly different. Slightly smaller in pier size. The heights are also slightly less than what they are on the balance cantilever. One of the little things we're just fiddling around with at the moment is the geometry of the incremental launch bridge. You must launch an incremental launch bridge on a curve, and it must be on a constant curve. However, we also have an uphill gradient to contend with. Now, that doesn't sound all that unusual, and there's lots of incremental launch bridges launched uphill, there's lots of curved incremental launches, but when you put the two together, you end up with a complicated issue where our plan view of the road is a true plan, a horizontal radius of for the incremental launch 150 metres. But when you offset that on the 2.5% or nominal 2.5% gradient, you actually don't end up with a perfect curve. So the issue is, how do I launch something in a perfect curve and then still achieve effectively something in plan view that is in the right place?
And how are you going to do that?
We're just slightly fiddling with the radius, only by 40 millimetres in 150 metres, so it's a very small fiddle, but if we don't look at making a minor correction, we'll end up probably anything up to 90 millimetres from where we plan to be. There's issues also that we've addressed, such as the braking system. When you launch a bridge uphill, you've got to overcome gravity, and then when you have overcome gravity pushing it uphill, the last thing you want is for it to slide back down the hill. You actually launch it on a very low friction Teflon pad, which normally has a internal friction of around about 2.2%, give or take a bit. We have a downhill gradient of 2.5%, which technically means that if the bridge became active, it would become self-launching in the wrong direction. So we've got to avoid that. So there's detailed braking systems that have to be implemented, considerations for earthquake, there's considerations for how to wet cure the concrete because of the nature of the mix. It's got to be 7 days wet cured in an environment which really doesn't lend itself to having the hoses going. And I'm sure our friends at Sydney Water aren't too chuffed at the concept of us spraying too much water around, so we've got to have specialist mechanisms for the wet curing. We've got access issues that we've had to consider, where to get the men to the top of a 40 metre high pier, we can make them walk up 13 levels of stairs, or we can think of something a bit smarter. What we've done, because of the relative proximity in most locations to the road or somewhere that's our access track, we're looking at building a pedestrian bridge, which will be anything up to about 41 metres long. So we're building a bridge to build a bridge, and we'll drop that lightweight structure from the land side out onto the pier head, the top of the pier on the main bridge, where we have formwork travellers operating in sequence, one building a north section, one building a south section. So to get the manpower out there, we've come up with this method of quite a long walkway.